If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back here, early break on The Ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen. TBD on Jake's return tomorrow. Steve Sippel alongside Bill Bush as well. Appreciate good conversation in the first segment. Last night, Nebraska defeats Washington 76-66. They improve to 19-0 in the overall season. 8-0 still by themselves at the top of the Big Ten standings. First off, what an incredible and enjoyable statement that is, that on January 22nd, 2026, we're sitting here saying that Nebraska is by themselves at the top of the Big Ten standings, guys.
How many in a row has that been? 23 now?
23 now.
23 yes. Times that they suited up. The last 23 times that Fred talked to the team, mm-hmm. They won. That's cool.
That's a 23-game yeah. Win streak.
How many turnovers did Sam have last
two.
Night? He had two. So that's high for him.
I know it is.
It's incredible his number of turnovers.
He's got six in the last 10 games.
It's yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know who the analyst was last night on TV.
It was LaFonso Ellis.
Yeah. Cool. I'm not big on him as an analyst, but he was a great player. Yeah. But he mentioned Sam is a first-team All-Big Ten guy.
First-team All-Big Ten.
100%.
Yeah.
Especially
now, I don't know 100% they would
I'm saying he's in the conversation though for Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
That's been the most impressive thing, and Fred has referenced it in the last three post game press conferences that we've been a part of, where he's talked about the assist to turnover ratio for Nebraska basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Against Oregon, it was something along the lines of 20 assists on 6 turnovers. For Nebraska, against Northwestern, I believe it was 18 assists on 5 turnovers. Hmm? Last night, I think it was 18 on 8.
Yeah,
and
good.
So it's just been, when you can have a double-digit margin between those two numbers, you're doing something right. And that's going to be the key, as we'll dive into Braden Frager and that whole situation later in the show. But, I mean, as Nebraska faces a pretty crucial stretch this next week and a half, guys, of Minnesota on the road, Michigan on the road, and then you come back next Saturday and play
top 15 Illinois at home.
Yeah, we're in it now.
Like this is going to be the next stretch of true tests.
What's
for
the line for Saturday? Because I think it should be almost a pick 'em. That's a tough game.
Oh God, we do not agree on that.
Yeah, I think you don't think Minnesota's going to be a tough game. Oh, I do.
Certainly.
Oh yeah, it's going to be. Oh yeah,
yeah,
it's going to be.
I'll say eight. I mean, I think they'll win by eight. If the line's five, hammer Nebraska. Hammer.
If Nebraska wins by eight on Saturday, they deserve to be a top five team on Monday.
Hammer them. Well, the Frager injury, though, not. I mean, you got to watch that.
I'm just telling you, that is.
They don't have Frager.
Who did I see him beat just a little bit ago? But anyway, I'm just telling you, it's a tough place to play. And Minnesota fans they're somewhat into it right now. The 11 a.m., it's odd for both teams because that's just a yawner. 11 a.m. Tip. That's just like, wow. That's not it. Yeah. Same way in football.
So Minnesota's signature win this year is a 3-point win over Iowa earlier this year.
Yeah, and it was signature. Top, now it doesn't look
20,
as good.
Yeah, top 20 at home.
Best win.
But they've been they've lost four games in a row going into Nebraska.
I don't see the Minnesota thing.
Now here's the thing. It's more so Nebraska historically similar to Champaign earlier this year. It's just somewhere they don't play well.
I've been in the barn. Yeah, it's a tough place to play, but it's not like
I'm not saying it's like
Minnesota doesn't have a long winning streak there. They get beat there all the time.
That's accurate. I just think it's going to be. Sometimes just certain games you look like this is going to be one of those games where Minnesota's like, this is what we have to get done. This is we've got to win this game.
If no Frager.
And then also here's the other thing too. How many times I'm watching teams, also and it's like, man, they got beat by 18. You know, again, it's through the re-knock on wood like that, but we've not been off. Mm-hmm. Where it's just been like, man, we are not. Things are, because you can be off when you have, when you play 30 some games like that. Remember, I kept saying in football, how many times have we seen it off in football? And they play 12 games, mm-hmm. and it's like, you can't get them ready to go so 12. It happens all the time.
So you're saying that
it's just a tough game for that reason, like that, and the coaching that Fred has done to have the team ready to go all the time. I mean, they have a few moments here and there, but overall, it's like when the game's over, it's like, well, they pretty much had them ready to go again.
Well, I think they will.
And they'll have them ready to go again, but sometimes the balls just don't go in. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes they don't go in.
I get that.
So Minnesota has won four of the last five matchups head-to-head against Nebraska at home. The one time that they lost was back in 2023, where Nebraska won 81-79 in overtime.
Irrelevant.
That's fine, but I'm just telling you that this is a place where Nebraska has not.
I don't care what they did 5 years ago. It doesn't apply.
Okay.
It doesn't apply to this game. It just doesn't.
It's the same conversation as Illinois for me.
Yeah.
Not much better team in Illinois. Much better team.
I never get those stats.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
That's like to say this is why they could lose, because they lost 5 years ago. Okay. I'm just that way.
I think everybody's kind of that way. We do. We all No, it's like that has no carryover.
I also don't think that I sat here and said, "Hey, Nebraska lost in Minnesota 5 years ago, so that means they're going to lose on Saturday." Yeah. I just don't. It's a quad two opportunity for Nebraska. Like, do we expect Nebraska to just go in and take care of business? Yeah,
I do.
But also,
100%.
Let's be 100% honest with ourselves. It is difficult to win on the road in the Big Ten Conference, and the fact that Nebraska has done it in multiple places is something to certainly. Not just write off.
I mean, obviously, that's a platitude. I mean, of course, it's hard to win in the Big Ten on the road. But Nebraska's, they don't have wild dips. Minnesota's not that good. I'm not going to do this.
I would love for a coach in any league just to say, you know, on the road, it's not really not that hard.
Right.
I'd love to say. Right. It could be the AAC, whatever.
It's tough to win on the road.
That's in every league. You can be in what? Name
what the hell is happening right now?
In the Big Sky. Big Sky. You know what it's like to go to Montana State? You kidding me?
I just don't get sometimes I don't understand the conversation. I don't, like, what we're making Minnesota into something after we said they lost four in a row. They're apparently unbeatable at home. I've never heard that before.
They lost by one against USC. They lost by three against Wisconsin.
USC's terrible.
Three, Wisconsin. USC's not terrible. They've lost like three games.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about UCLA? It'll be a tough game. I think they'll win by eight.
Do you have any respect for Nico Medved as a coach?
Sure I do.
Doesn't
I have
sound
respect
like
for
it.
Minnesota.
It does
not
sound
like
it.
Why are you down on him?
I
don't understand
I'm
that.
I'm not down on Medved.
It sounds like you are.
I'm up on Nebraska. Now, the Frager injury is a concern for this. This 100% affects the conversation. If he doesn't play... Yeah, it affects the way you look at Nebraska.
I'm going to go on record right now. He is not playing
this
game.
I do not think he's playing.
No. No one's texted me and told me that. But
I got you.
When you left the game and you're in a boot, I mean, the chance to be back on Saturday, because I've just lived ankle injury thing. Oh, ankles are rough. I'm telling you right now, if he's back and rolling in a month, that'd be awesome.
A month?
That would be awesome.
Really?
Ankle injuries are brutal.
Well, we've had them.
Yeah.
I've had them.
Yeah, they're
Swim's
brutal injuries.
I've had them. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I was driving to work today, I thought that this could be several weeks. Yeah,
and there might be a chance to get the response of just like going, you know what? Didn't swell at all overnight. Maybe a way different call today. But just in general, when someone says ankle, I just go, oh, no.
Right.
It's like when someone says they have a foot injury.
Yeah,
it's got
same,
a foot injury. I'm
same.
Like, oh, no. Oh, no. I freak out with a foot injury.
I love it when Nebraska bring like Marquis Stepp. Remember him? The USC running back.
I remember.
He's good, but he has a foot injury. I'm like, oh, that's great.
He's a running back
with a foot injury.
He scored a touchdown in the opening game. Marquis Stepp against Illinois in 2021.
What could possibly be wrong?
Well, that Illinois
what
team
wasn't
good.
He's a running back with a foot injury.
A chronically bad feet. Great.
Everyone plays in football with their feet first on the ground, obviously, but the position is running back.
Swim, I was not attacking.
It's okay if you were. I think you're an idiot.
Well, we're calling each other names.
I hope we're dead wrong, but I think it's going to be
a grind.
It's going to be an unbelievable grind.
I would compare it
very... Oh, you can't say that now.
Shut up.
Don't even start with it could be a grind. You said, shouldn't you be close? We don't care.
Don't we expect Nebraska to win by 10?
I said 8.
If the number is less, you said 5, you said hammer Nebraska.
Hammer.
Yeah.
So you can't double back. Oh, you're right, but I think it could be a one-possession game.
Yeah. 8.
No.
8 is not one possession.
8 is also not a dominating win.
Yeah.
It's dominant enough. It's dominant enough.
You are out of whatever. We're done.
I have a lot of confidence
I wish it was a 3 o'clock.
I have a lot of confidence in this team, too, but it's also the fact of just...
I don't operate in the past, either.
Has anybody kind of put this together with Jake and his recliner and his... some Kleenex next to him and a quilt on last night.
What's he doing right now?
He was just watching the game last night.
And he was active.
Oh, he was very active.
He was very active.
He didn't seem sick.
No,
via the text line.
Yeah, I wonder if he's just kind of taking a day off. Interesting.
Hmm. Interesting.
He didn't seem. I'm with you. Didn't seem very sick last night.
No. You seem fine.
I got like 50 text messages.
Let's go to break. Rick Heyman's song of the day is next.